We are a people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at kaxe.org.
Time now for Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
Picking worms now, honey. Don't need brains, I don't need money. Do a little dance, you think I'm funny. Well, baby, that's all I need. I'm the moss in the tree growing slow and short. Never done less and never took more. I'll do mine and you do yours. Baby, that's all I need. We're all the same, just different faces, different names, different places. Only time will tell. Until then, I wish you well. I'm a worm in the grass and I'm covered in dirt. Just found out I was eaten by a bird. Maybe next time I'll do a good turn. Well, baby, that's all I need. I'm the rose in the vase, cutting quick to fade. A thorn in your thumb and you're cursing all day. Give me to your sweetheart just to hear him say, baby, that's all I need. We're all the same, just different faces, different needs, different graces. You're just as sweet by any other name. Faces, different needs, and different graces. You're just as sweet by any other name, any other name.
On a sliver of a dusty pool of light, it fires hue. Is a maraschino cherry for room temperature ice. Back lit by the bar, your tongue it shoots straw. You're all period blood and sound check blue. Armpits ripped and a lucky horseshoe pin. Not quite in proportion to you've stayed in motion ever since your longing upgrew. Stepping in, restepping in. Platform. because you don't pretend it doesn't hurt. Waiting for the world to catch up and see you for your worth. It's more than just a neutral tarp to complement the gleam of some glossy martyr's meat. As a contrast high, a graphic feast, you'll come back in the gutter, mingling with the slurry.
Nico Case, spent a few years. She's got a brand new album out today called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. That is the opening song, Destination. Minnesota's own Ross Thorne before that, and Automatic kicking off our show today. Welcome to the Friday edition of Headwaters here on KEXE. I'm Malachi Coons. In just a moment, I've got some guests coming in to talk about Clocktoberfest this weekend. So stay tuned for that. Music, fun, going to be a good time. We'll be giving you all the info on that. Still to come, we've got Minnesota Mixtape at 10 today. The World Cafe follows that at 11. And hosting On the River today, Marie Debris from 1 to 4. And Ashley and Ryan Brubaker back tonight from 7 to 10. Been a little while since those folks were on. So a great lineup of tunes coming your way today. Thank you for tuning in to People Powered Radio, KAXE. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, the Beer Barrel Polka, a song that I know well because it's played at the Brewers games, and maybe a song that folks can hear tomorrow in Grand Rapids at Klocko Brewing for Klocktoberfest. Joining me right now on Headwaters, we've got Tasha and Andy Klocko, and we also have Emma Fisher from the band Lone Rock Bride, who's also going to be playing. So first things first, welcome everyone. How's it going, Emma? There we go. Let's try that again. My polka music was still going.
Hi. Doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I want to start off with a softball question. You probably get this all the time, Tasha and Andy, but I've heard from two people already this week and someone texted in this morning. Why is Oktoberfest in September? It's probably an annoying question.
No, we do get it all the time. That's a very valid question. So Oktoberfest originated as a giant wedding reception in Munich, München, if you're German. And it actually started in September, and it went for, like, weeks.
Like it was a rager.
Yeah, it was a rager of a party. So,
got it. Carried well into October.
Yes. So I think the idea is that it starts during, like, the harvest, and it goes through a certain point to kind of celebrate all that hard work from toiling in the fields in the summer.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what explains it. A fall festival.
Yes. Yeah. So it can fall anywhere. September through October. Yes.
Right. And it's the perfect timing for the beer to be released too, because it's German. They were very strict on their laws and how you brew beer. So you couldn't brew beer during the warm months because fermentation got too hot and the beer would taste funny. So like the last beer they'd brew of the year would be in like March, and they'd lager it in caves all summer long. And therefore your Märzen, or your March brewed beer, was released for Oktoberfest.
That's why it's a Märzen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Takes that long to come out. So how long have you been doing this? This has it been every year that Clockwell's been around?
Yeah.
Yes. This is our eighth one.
Eighth round. Yes. And this time around, we've got three bands coming up. So super excited. We've included it on the set list, even though I mispronounced some things. But yeah, about our three different, because it's a variety of music throughout the day. So yeah, what's the lineup looking
like? It's a good mix.
Yeah. So we start off with Nathan Newman. He is a guy who comes with a drummer. He's got his concertina going on, his accordion, and he will play for like 4 hours. And he just cranks out the polka tunes one right after the other. He does a lot of audience participation. Folks have really loved him, so we keep asking for him to come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's me kicking off. I have looked at his Facebook page, and it's awesome. He also seems to have a deep repertoire of like liturgical songs in Latin.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He just has like an incredible knowledge of all different types of European music. So that's coming up first. Polka music. We had to kick things off with the Beer Barrel Polka. And then you're bringing up a band from the Twin Cities, which is also joining us on the show today, is Emma. So welcome, Emma, Lone Rock Bride. What's the connection between Andy and Tasha and Lone Rock Bride?
So I guess so. My stepbrother, Jordan, joined a band probably, a couple years ago now, Emma? He's like, oh, I'm playing violin in this country band. We're like, oh, that's cool. And we checked them out and like, they're really good. We need to try to get them up to the brewery sometime. And the opportunity finally kind of arose to have a good excuse to get you guys up here.
Yeah, they were in the middle.
We're
really
excited.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Emma. No, I was just saying that you guys were in the middle of like making your album when we were first like, you guys should come up. And then you're like, we need to finish this.
Yeah, we were busy there for a minute, but yeah, super stoked to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, Emma, can you tell us a little bit about Lone Rock Bride? How long has the band been going? How did you all get together? And is this your first time coming up to Grand Rapids?
Yeah, so this is this will be our first time up in Grand Rapids. We've been playing music. I think we started playing in my basement in like 2022. We started playing shows summer of 2023, and we kind of haven't really looked back since. We've recorded an EP and an album since then. We call ourselves an alt country band, but I think we have a little bit of everything for everyone. We have some rockin' numbers, some folkier songs. So I think we'll fit right in, and yeah, super, super excited to be playing tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wrap up this interview with something from Rosette. That is your debut album that was released now in April of this year. Will this be your first Oktoberfest performance?
It will.
Okay. Nice. How are you going to conjure up the German vibes?
Well, we don't have any polka songs.
We can't all.
Right.
We'll bring the energy for sure.
That's the important part.
And then finishing up the night, because there's three bands throughout the day. Things begin at noon. This is this Saturday at Clockwell Brewing in Grand Rapids. We're speaking with Andy and Tasha from the brewery and with Emma from one of the bands, Lone Rock Bride. So we've got one more group going to be doing some barn dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so Terrence Smith and the Wild Time String Band out of Duluth. If you are familiar at all with the barn dance scene in Duluth, you will know who Terrence Smith is. If you've ever been to Dovetail in Duluth, you will know that he is like the caller, and his daughter calls at Dovetail. So they have a deep familial roots in this scene. And he is so excited to bring the party.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good time, and he's very excited to come and call some steps and really get people boogieing at the latter part of the day.
Yeah, I'm sure for some folks who have done barn dancing, because it was new to me, but as I was looking up, he has this long history of, he's a fairly old guy, right? Who's, he's been doing this for a long, long time.
Yes.
And so he's going to be bringing out, for folks, you don't need to know how to barn dance, right? Mm-mm. That's the whole point of the caller. They're going to be telling you what moves, what things to do. What else is on the lineup for Clocktoberfest?
Also, for music in between, we didn't announce this publicly, but Diddy Wish will also be popping in between sets to do some bar shanties.
Okay.
If you've ever been to our open mic bar sing, we've been practicing for months and months for
when
this moment.
When you say we, you mean?
The whole bar.
Okay.
Yes.
Whoever happens to be in the whole bar at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alrighty. So we've got actually four musical acts coming up, and then As far as family events, there's also other things going on, right? There's food, there's bouncy houses.
Oh, yeah.
Bouncy houses.
Yeah, bouncy
houses. Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a giant pirate ship for one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
I am personally excited for.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. And always. Yeah, what else? Yeah. What else going on throughout?
So
the
we
day?
Have Nagelspiel, which is the hammer and nail game, put on by United Way.
That's
they
what
also
that's
do, yeah. Mm-hmm. They also do split the pot.
What's Hammerschlagen? Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Hammerschlagen is Nagelspiel, but Hammerschlagen is copywritten, so we can't legally use Hammerschlagen without potentially getting sued by the Hammerschlagen folks. So
therefore, it is Nagelspiel.
Okay,
Nagelspiel, nail game, which means nail game.
I won't interrupt anymore.
No, you're good. Thank you for clearing up that confusion. And then we have Great Tales will be there doing their Plinko and Beer Spetzier, which is the beer walk, like the cake walk, but with beer.
Okay.
And then we have all sorts of stuff. Just like
Curling Club.
Yeah, the Curling Club is doing the table curling again. We have Borealis Creamery will be there with special beer-flavored ice creams. We have Singing Chihuahua Tacos. They're making brat tacos this year.
Yeah, by popular request.
Yeah, by brat popular tacos. Request, okay. Yes. And then Twisted Sister Pretzels will be there as well.
Yes, pretzels and beer, obviously, and Oktoberfest go
Absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely, yes.
And in my opinion, tacos go with everything, so.
Yeah, it's you can't go wrong with the taco, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is, again, it's going to be this Saturday. Things begin at noon. It's all day. It's at Klocko Brewing. Celebration of fall, beer, German tradition, music, food, community. Thank you all for coming on. Emma, we're going to play us out here with a song, Bohemian Flats, from Rosette. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this one before we get into it?
Sure. Yeah, this song is about, I have some family history. If anybody's familiar with the Bohemian Flats Park down in Minneapolis, it was a immigrant community back in the 1800s, sort of a shanty town area. It's since been converted into a city park, but my great grandmother grew up in this park, so I wrote this song about that.
Take it away. This is Bohemian Flats from Lone Rock Bride. Again, they're playing Saturday at Klocko.
Oh,
forever.
That is A Place in the Sun from Marine Girls, a early group of Tracy Thorns. It is her birthday today, born in 1962, best known for Everything But the Girl, a group she put together with her husband Ben Watts after the Marine Girls. But A Place in the Sun tune has been a favorite of mine for a long time. Happy birthday to her. We had the Southern Avenue before that. Sisters, they are three sisters, and that's the title of that one from their album, also titled Family. Lone Rock Bride, kicking off that set. Sweet little song about immigrants in the Twin Cities, Bohemian Flats. You can catch Lone Rock Bride performing this Saturday at Clocktoberfest in Grand Rapids. Thank you to Tasha and Andy and Emma from the group for coming on the show today. Still to come here on Headwaters on KAXE, our slice of green cheese, just about 12 to 15 minutes, and then Minnesota Mixtape coming up at 10 o'clock, doing a deep dive into Minnesota music. Some of the things I put together for that show today are a little deep dive into some obscure music from Minnesota's past, from kind of rock and roll early stuff, some soul and funk, people that maybe have one or two releases total. That'll be on the way on Minnesota Mixtape, plus new songs from artists like Megan and the Birdwatcher, new music from Duluth, and much more. After that, World Cafe is at 11, and then Marie Debris is hosting On the River today from 1 to 4. Stay tuned for that. A great three-hour mix of folk rock, jazz, blues, and world music, handpicked by volunteers here at KAXE. We receive support from Grandma's Antique Attic Antique Mall in downtown Bemidji, four blocks west of Paul and Babe. Over 42 vendors offer a collection of vintage and primitive items. New stock arrives daily. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sundays in December. More on Facebook at Grandma's Attic Antiques Bemidji. Now a message from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Hooking up a car seat can be tricky. Are you positive your child's car seat is installed correctly? Now is the time to be overprotective. Drive smart and get your precious cargo home safely. Do you rely on KEXC? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KEXC's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. It's time for our album of the week, Buddy Guy's 34th release, Ain't Done With the Blues. He released it a little earlier this year on his 89th birthday, and it is a wonderful showcase of his dedication to the genre by tying in his history with it and personal stories of songs he grew up with it, all while discussing the impact of the blues. It's got a lot of features on it, people like Joe Walsh, Peter Frampton, Joe Bonamassa, Blind Boys of Alabama, and this guy right here, which is connecting the old in the blues scene to one of the bright lights of recent times. Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, joining in Buddy Guy for Where You At. Let us know what you think of our album of the week.
Hey! I've done a lot of drugs, but I ain't sold none. Yeah, I've done a lot of drugs, but I ain't sold none. But moving keys like Pusha T, you know I ain't the one. Yeah, I've done a lot of drugs, but I ain't sold none.
Music from Wednesday here on KAXE. Fish Pepsi is the name of that one. I think very intentionally spelled like the band Fish, P-H. That is from their new album, Bleeds. Whitney K. before that, Sunshine 2 from the Bubble album, and Buddy Guy, Where You At, joined in by a rising star in the blues world, although he's been around for a little time now, a few albums into Christone Kingfish Ingram's career, very much on connecting different generations of blues music. This is Headwaters on KAXE. We'll be getting to our slice of green cheese in just a moment. We received support from the Bush Foundation, accepting applications for the 2026 Bush Fellowship September 2nd through noon on October 7th. The Bush Fellowship invests in leaders and their capacity to do more good. Up to 30 leaders receive $150,000 to support their leadership plan. Visit bushfoundation.org. Checking in on our current weather situation around the area. It is another beautiful day. Sunny skies, highs right now in the mid-50s across the region. Brainerd, it's up to 58. We should be getting a little bit up into the upper 60s, low 70s, depending on where you're at across the region. Overnight, increasing clouds, temperatures in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. And Sunday, sunny, highs in the mid to upper 70s. As this stretch of second summer returning, push and fall back is looking like it's going to continue at least through the weekend. We'll be checking out maybe some changing leaf colors or Oktoberfest like we talked about earlier. It's a great weekend for that while we still have some wonderful warm weather. Let us know, where's the best place to check out fall colors? That's our question of the week. Text in 218-326-1234. Where do you like to go out and take a look at the beautiful changing colors that are going on? Still heading towards the peak. I saw something earlier this week about it being since the 1980s-ish, almost 2 weeks later, they estimate peak fall colors in Minnesota are. It is time for the slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Singer Gal Costa was born on this day in 1945 in Brazil. Along with artists like Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, and Os Mutantes, she helped to found what genre that fused Brazilian and African rhythms with pop and psychedelic rock, and it takes its name from regions near the equator? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. Again, the question is, singer Gal Costa was born on this day in 1945 in Brazil. Along with artists like Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil, she helped to found what genre that fused Brazilian and African rhythms with pop and psychedelic rock? It takes its name from regions near the equator. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
Saber da piscina, da margarina, da carolina, da gasolina. Você precisa saber de mim, baby, baby. Eu sei que é assim, baby, baby.
tomar um sorvete na lanchonete, andar com a gente, me ver de perto, ouvir aquela canção do Roberto. Baby, baby, há quanto tempo, baby, baby, há quanto tempo você precisa aprender inglês? Aprender o que eu sei e o que eu não sei mais, e o que eu não sei mais. Não sei, comigo vai tudo azul, contigo vai tudo em paz. Vivemos na melhor cidade da América do Sul, da América do Sul. Você precisa, você precisa, você precisa. Não sei, leia na minha camisa. Baby, baby, I love you, baby, baby, I love you, baby.
Still looking for a winner for today's slice of green cheese. We've had guesses for Bossa Nova, Zydeco, Cumbia, and Ska. It is not any of those. I'll read the question again. Brazilian singer Gal Costa, who we just heard there with the beautiful song Baby, was born on this day in 1945 in Brazil. Along with artists like Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, and Os Mutantes, she helped to found what genre that fused Brazilian and African rhythms with pop and psychedelic rock? And, maybe a hint, takes its name from regions near the equator, specifically between 23.5 degrees north and 23.5 degrees south. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
Nossa, dele, dela, dele, minha.
Eu era, era o entorno dela, dela, das voltas dela, quem eu era, quem eu era o entorno dela, dela, das voltas dela.
Já eram seus, botando giro, dona do lugar. dela,
dela, dela.
Dele minha, sua, nossa, dela,
dela, dela.
Nossa, dela, dela, dele minha.
One of my favorite albums from last year. Another artist very much inspired by a answer to our trivia question, which we did have a winner for. Congratulations to Arthur from St. Cloud, who correctly answered today's question, which was singer Gal Costa was born on this day in 1945 in Brazil. And along with Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, and other folks helped to found what genre that fused Brazilian and African rhythms with pop and psychedelic rock, and it takes its name from regions near the equator. Congratulations to Arthur. And the correct answer to the question today was Tropicália. Tropicália. You can catch A Slice of Green Cheese every weekday around 9:45, and tune in Saturday nights, tomorrow night, for our popular Green Cheese trivia show. Your host tomorrow is going to be Mike Berry. So stay tuned for that. After that, a special rockabilly edition of KEXE After Dark with Ken McBride and Mark Hicks. Thank you for tuning in to Headwaters here on KEXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Coming up next, it is Minnesota Mixtape. The World Cafe is up at 11. And then Marie Debris hosting On the River at 1. And Ashley and Ryan Brubaker are hosting tonight from 7 to 10 here on KEXE. Lots of great ways to kick off your weekend. Enjoying the beautiful weather. We've got lots more of that on the way, and good tunes, as always. You're listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Taking us out today before Minnesota Mixtape is some Casa Overall, putting together new jazz takes on hip-hop classics. Here's his version of Rebirth of Cool.